Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Well, if you're listening to this as I'm releasing it here in the middle of August, school is starting. Things are really, really busy. And so I want to just do a short podcast today. I think it's going to be shorter than usual. We'll see how long I talk. But the podcast is based on a saying that happens around my house quite frequently. I've heard it for years. We call it Melinda chapter 11, verse 22. And that saying is, when you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. And fortunately for me, I've had Melinda, my wife, able to speak that into my ears for many, many years, and has caught me on many occasions saying yes to things that I would regret saying yes to, and saying no to things I would regret saying no to. In other words, I don't know how I was not aware of this, at least consciously, until she started saying this quite a bit to me. But I was not aware consciously that I remember that when I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else. It's very the saying is very obvious. And so you might turn off the podcast, dismiss it, and say, well, that's so obvious, why bother listening? But I would encourage you not to do that, because it will change your life to keep this saying foremost in your mind. So let's talk about it. Let's dive into it a little bit and see how obvious it is. First of all, when our family moved to Nebraska, we said yes to Nebraska. Well, we were saying no to New York. You can't really say yes to living in New York and yes to living in Nebraska at the same time. Doesn't work that way. Or if today we were to say yes to moving to Florida, well, then we'd be saying no to living in Nebraska. And if we were to think about that kind of move just in our own minds about the attraction of living in Florida and move there on a whim, so-called, we might come to regret that, because we have grandkids here in Nebraska. We have kids here in Nebraska. We have friends here in Nebraska. We have a church here in Nebraska. If we moved to Florida, we'd be saying no to all of those things. Not that we'd lose our kids and grandkids and friends and church and all of that, but they'd be a long, long ways away, and we'd see them a lot less. So if we're going to consider moving to Florida and saying yes to that, we need to consider what we're saying no to. But often the call of the thing to which we're saying yes is much louder than the call of the thing to which we're saying no. This also, really, it's any decision in life. If I say yes to having chicken for dinner, well, then I'm likely saying no to having steak for dinner, unless I have chicken and steak and spaghetti and veal parmesan and all the rest. If I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to something else. When I say, yeah, let's have steak for dinner, I'm often not conscious of the fact that I'm saying no to everything else. In that case, it doesn't really matter. I can have something else tomorrow night. But for the move, let's say, to Florida, or the move to Nebraska from New York, those things really matter. Those are big decisions. If I say yes, for instance, to Jesus, which is, of course, the biggest thing, the biggest person, the most important person I'll ever say yes to is yes to Jesus, then of necessity, I'm saying no to other religions. Mark that. A lot of people you'll hear say that all religions are the same, or all religions lead to the same place, but that's not true. When you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. Think about it in your life, the small decisions you make. Today, right now, I'm saying yes to making a podcast. Well, in order to say yes to making a podcast, I'm having to say no to certain things. I'm having to say no to going home from work. I'm having to say no to working on a sermon. I'm having to say no to making a phone call, to visiting someone in the hospital, to whatever it is that might be before me. If I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no, oftentimes, to many things. If I say yes to staying at home in the evening with my wife, then I'm saying no to going golfing with my friends. On the other hand, if I say yes to going golfing on a Saturday morning, Well, I'm saying no to a whole bunch of things. Am I conscious of those things to which I'm saying no? Oftentimes I don't think about it. And then I get home Saturday afternoon and go, whoa, what happened there? I should have probably not said yes to going out golfing in the morning. If I say yes to watching the Eagles, my Philadelphia Eagles on a Sunday afternoon, well, then I'm saying no to taking a nap. And if I say yes to taking a nap, then I'm probably saying no to watching my Eagles. If I say yes to being a Dallas Cowboys fan, for instance, well, then I'm, wait, this analogy is not going to work, actually. Sorry about this. If I say yes to being a Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm also saying yes to getting kicked in the gut every year. But yeah, that's kind of the same thing, but I'm digressing there. Anyway, back to the topic. Every decision we make is of necessity a yes and no proposition of some sort. The point is that I'm trying to make here is we often say yes to things without realizing, without thinking about what I'm saying no to. There's a saying in AA, I'm not going to quote it exactly, I don't think, but you'll get the gist of it. Sobriety is giving up one thing to gain everything. Sobriety is giving up one thing, is saying no to one thing, that is a drink, in order to say yes to a lot of things. While being a drunk is giving up everything for the one thing. Being a drunk is saying no to a lot of stuff in order to say yes to alcohol. You need to make that's helpful to kind of put it like that, to be able to in the moment, in the heat of the moment, to make the right decision one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, as we move from, in that case, being an alcoholic and being addicted to alcohol and drinking alcohol to a life of sobriety. So, short podcast for you, but I really want to leave you with this one thing. Try going a full day, maybe today, into tomorrow, 24 hours, and every time you say yes to something, try to figure out and be conscious of what you're saying no to. Because, like I said, we're often not conscious of the no. We're often only conscious of the yes, and then come later to regret the yes. So try helping reorient your thinking when you say yes to something, and we say yes to something every minute of the day. When we say yes to something, what are we saying no to? And do I really want to say no to that something? It could save your marriage. It could save your family. It could save your job, this kind of thinking. It could save your life. It could give you eternal life as you say yes to Jesus and no to the things that would take you away from him. That's what we got for the podcast today. It's a pretty short one, but I believe it's a podcast that could change your life. And so I want to keep it short, keep it simple so you can apply it to your life. Want you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know if this affects your life in any way, if you have further thoughts on this kind of topic. Also, if you want to share stories of how this kind of concept maybe saved your marriage, saved your family, saved your job, saved your life. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today, and thank you for applying it to your life.